This third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack. Since it's time for the calendar. This is a great soundtrack. It was a great show. I keep saying this about every 3 months or so. It was part of that whole public radio project. The Long Journey Home was part of it. And this is about the American Revolution. It features people like Jerry Douglas and James Taylor and Mark O'Connor. And if you want this album, the Liberty soundtrack, you can look it up on the in all the NPR catalogs, the Play PBS and all that. And it's under, I believe, Liberty, both the soundtrack. And then Mark O'Connor, if you look him up and you look up Liberty, there it is. And he's the one that kind of takes the lead on all the tracks. But it's a pretty good album. Has a great version of James Taylor doing Buttermilk Hill on it. But anyway, it takes us into the calendar. It's been taking us into the calendar since that thing aired. And that's how we do the calendar. Not a lot on the calendar. Couple of dances. There's a second Saturday dance in Yakima, and that's at the Broadway Grange. The Broadway Grange is on Washington Avenue there in Yakima. Check that out. They do the second Saturday dance. They've been doing it now for 30 years. And those are good dances, so you want to check that out. Second Saturday dance. There's a second Saturday dance at the Rockford Grange on Barrett Road. That's sponsored by the Columbia Folklore Society. Want to get into that. Third Saturday dances at the Palouse Folklore Society. Its dances return to the 1912 Center at 3rd and Van Buren. And that'll be in Moscow. That's next week on the 20th of September. Also, the third Saturday dances return to the 810 C Street, the Unity Church up near Walla Walla on the Airport Road. That's sponsored by the Friends of Acoustic Music, the third Saturday dance. And, of course, in Kennewick, and I don't know where they're doing it yet, but if it's like previous years, it'll be at the Shuffler's Shanty, which is a great name for a dance hall, the Shuffler's Shanty. And that's on Irvin Road there in Pasco, or maybe it's in Kennewick. I believe it's in Pasco, though, Washington. And you want to be sure and check that out as well. That's the last Saturday of the month. That would be the 26th. And that's when the folks from the Three Rivers Folklife Society do their dance. The Tumbleweed Festival was incredible again this year. Hank Kramer and friends and Cat Loves Crow and Watch the Sky on the big main stage with people like Robin Landis. And I was there and we all had a good time. Big jams afterwards, lots of singing, lots of talks about songwriting, lots and lots and lots of workshops at the Tumbleweed Festival 2014. And there'll be one in 2015. It's always a little dicey because nobody wants to take charge. It's a lot of work. But when it's done, it is very, very rewarding. Alrighty? Okay. But the biggest thing that we got rolling is the Sweet Honey in the Rock concert. Sweet Honey in the Rock, sponsored by WSU Performing Arts. And that'll be at the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum. You get your tickets at Tickets West. 1-800-325-SEAT. That's 1-800-325-SEAT. What would that be? 1-800-325-7328 on your telephone dial, should you have a dial. On your push buttons, should you have the little push buttons. 1-800-325-7328. So it's a little short calendar, but hey, it works. It does what it does. And that's where we're at. Brian McNeil. This album is available in the States on Mad River Recordings. And it's a best of Volume 1. And it's got a lot of songs. I can't wait to see Volume 2. Volume 2 might even be out. And if it is, I'm going to try and see if I can track it down. Mad River is out of Connecticut. And they took a whole bunch of the Green Tracks recordings, including Brian McNeil's recordings. And that's where you get them. Brian McNeil, of course, one of the founders of the Battlefield Band back in the 70s, and then he released a bunch of way cool solo albums. He doesn't have a bad solo album in the book. Brian McNeil. So let's just give this a spin here. This is called, it's called the Condolence Set. There's a whole bunch of reels in it. And he can play just about anything on this whole thing. Here we go, Brian McNeil.
Thank you.
Valley of the Moon Reel. Natalie Haas and Alistair Fraser, the young and the old, getting together and doing their thing. He's one of the finest of the Scottish fiddle players and has the big school of Scottish fiddling out of San Francisco and has done so much to promote Scottish fiddling and fiddling in general all around the world, Alistair Fraser, with his group Skydance and then all of his solo albums and all of his work on movie soundtracks. And oh my gosh, he is amazing. He is stunning. And Natalie Haas, who comes from a fiddling family, her sister is, she plays the cello, by the way, and her sister is Brittany Haas, who plays old-timey fiddle, works with the group Crooked Still, and does kind of that progressive bluegrassy thing. And Natalie Haas is the cello player. They have two albums out, maybe even three now. And we played cuts from two of them in the moment, from which that last cut came, and we played a cut from their album Fire and Grace. Brian McNeil in there as well. Molly's Roses and Hamish Henderson's Refusal. That has to do with Hamish Henderson, who was the principal of Scottish Studies, the University of Edinburgh, and of course had written so many poems and was a song collector and was an amazing man, and wrote some of the most classic Scottish folk songs. Fare Thee Well, Ye Banks of Sicily is one of them, and he wrote The Freedom Come All Ye, and he wrote Great John McLean's Coming Hame to the Clyde. And of course, he was a man of huge integrity. He had translated the Italian Communist Manifesto and all kinds of things. His house was just nothing but a veritable library, Hamish Henderson. But he was offered, I think it was the British People's Award or whatever that award that prestigious people get from the Queen, and he turned it down because he opposed Britain's policy on nuclear missiles. And so he turned it down. So that's why that tune is entitled Hamish Henderson's Refusal from Brian McNeil. This is from Brian, sort of a best of volume one album of a lot of Brian McNeil's material. He, of course, has a lot of material with a Battlefield band. And then he did a couple of albums for Rounder Records in America and Flying Fish and Green Tracks and a Mad River here in the United States has taken this album. In fact, they've taken all of Brian McNeil's material. So here's one more from this best of Sunday in the Jar.
In the cold gray dawn of a Monday morn, you rise from your weary bed. And Tuesday comes with the beaten drum still throbbing in your head. All week long it's a working song and Friday seems so far. So you pay for the land of a wild weekend and Sunday on the jar. Aye, Sunday, lazy Sunday on the jar. The world beware when you're on the tear for a wild old Saturday night, with eyes that gleam with the devil's dream, oh, the lassies and the lights. A night of bliss is a drunken kiss in the back of a rusty car, and the lassie's guile brings a rueful smile to Sunday on the jar. Aye, Sunday, lazy Sunday. We should keep the day from the big man in the sky. So I went up to the pearly gates to ask the reason why. All I found was the grand old sound of a tune in a crowded bar, and I found him there in the angel's arms.
Brian McNeil. He'd been in this area. He came right after 9/11 to the old Moscow Community Center back when it was in the old post office building before it moved to the 1912. And before that, he played the old Spokane, the old Ahab's Whale. Brian McNeil came and did a private concert there at the old Ahab's Whale way back in, I don't know, 1988, maybe 89. And his contributions to the Scottish catalog are really amazing. He writes material that gets way, 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 way down there into the Scottish psyche and just writes amazing things. And there are people doing Brian McNeil songs that don't even know they're doing them. He wrote things like when he was with the Battlefield Band, the Tryston Fair at Falkirk, and a lot of you, can you see them all, the lads of the fair, lads of the Forth and the Carron Waters, working lads and lads with gear, lads would sell you the provost's daughter, and soldiers back for the German wars, and peddlers up for the border, and lassies with an eye for mair than the kye, lassies with an eye for more than the cattle. At the Tryston Fair at Falkirk. Yes, indeed. Brian McNeil. Oh, yeah. We're going to take a little bit of a break. If you want to email me at dsanddaniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu, or you can call me at 509-332-5047. Playlists at nwpr.org, and we're pretty up to date for once in our lives. And so there you go on the playlist thing, and we're going to be right back. We still have a half hour or more of music left to go. So we are coming right back because there is lots more music. You just hold your horses because we are coming back. We are coming back.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Book People of Moscow, welcoming novelist Anthony Doerr for reading and discussion of his novel All the Light We Cannot See, hosted by the Kenworthy Theater on Thursday, the 18th at 7:30. Tickets are available at Book People. More at bookpeopleofmoscow.com.
Continued sunshine this weekend. High temperatures today, 77 in Pullman, 82 in Lewiston. A few degrees warmer tomorrow. Lows tonight will be mostly in the 40s. Next week, we'll see gradually increasing clouds, and the temperatures will be cooler after midweek.
memories of Tyler, Texas. Peter Ostrushko, along with Johnny Gimbel on the fiddle and Dick Gimbel on guitar. Johnny Gimbel, of course, he showed up on the Prairie Home quite a bit when Peter Ostrushko was there. Johnny Gimbel, of course, is the main fiddle player and the main, kind of the main guy in the Bob Wills Texas Playboy bands. And Johnny Gimbel's pretty good. Plays a lot of swing and sings a lot of swing. He's probably getting up there, Johnny Gimbel. Before that, Mighty Squirrel and Squirrel Hunt, and we also heard Bonaparte Crossing the Alps. Peter Ostrushko again, who has been around for a lot of years and plays about 1,000 different things. And he's pretty amazing, old Peter Ostrushko. He was around when the original Prairie Home started with the old band, the New Prairie Ramblers, back in the 70s, about 75 or so. And then he left and went out solo and created his own stuff, worked with Norman Blake on a bunch of albums, did some bluegrass. Peter Ostrushko. Oh my gosh, just think back on his career musically, what he must know. Yes, indeed. The Mighty Squirrel and Squirrel Hunt, the Mighty Squirrel, this is from their very first album. And they're different players. There's at least one different player in Mighty Squirrel now. Nova Devaney plays the accordion, and the dobro player is no longer there. But so this is a really cool album. It's got a lot of way cool stuff. And we're going to play one more way cool thing, at least from this album, this version of Seneca Square Dance, which I think is so well arranged. Mighty Squirrel. Here we go. Gordon Stone there scratching the surface, and my goodness, he actually does a lot more than that. There was some jazz pedal steel in there. There's some pretty amazing stuff. Gordon Stone, who's kind of like Gordon Jones, was the bass player for Silly Wizard. Gordon Stone is the kind of bass, kind of like Pat Cloud in terms of the, you know, and Bela Fleck and those guys who took the banjo and brought it into a kind of a jazz format, fused it with bluegrass banjo. It's pretty cool. And I don't know what happened to Gordon Stone. You know, this album's been out for a long, long, long time, and I think there are a couple of Gordon Stone albums out there. It's worth checking into, because Gordon Stone, pretty amazing. Well, that was a whole instrumental hour. My goodness, Peter Ostrushko and the Mighty Squirrel and Alistair Fraser and Natalie Haas and Brian McNeil all providing instrumental, so you don't have to get hung up on lyrics all the time and keep thinking. You can just keep it on there and just enjoy the music and not think that sometimes you have to go, that lyric must have meant something. Or, gee, that seemed like a neat lyric, but it just skipped right by me. Or, oh, geez, I hate all these angst-ridden singer-songwriters. I ought to turn this show off and look for the 60s station or something like that. Anyway, the point is that a lot of instrumental work from a lot of really, really good folks on this show. Inland Folk, Heidi Muller's in the background. She's doing the Good Road theme. They're trying to make they, meaning Northwest Public Radio, as they're looking at Inland Folk as more of an online presence. One of the things you can do is you can go to the Inland Folk Archives, and it's pretty reliable now. It comes up on the internet after the show airs. And I think it actually comes up on like an hourly basis. As the show airs, you can get the previous hour. And you can get it in both MP3 format and in Windows format, for those of you who use the Macs and those of you who don't use the Macs. So there are a bunch of different ways you can get the archive shows, and they go back as far as 2006. Now, I don't think they have been converted to the MP3 format as far back as that yet. They will be. I think they're as far back as 2009, but Windows offers you Inland Folk as far back as 2006. I think that's how that all works. And there's going to be a website, and there's going to be me doing reviews, and there's going to be all kinds of things. And that's going to evolve over the next year or so, so be checking that out. I have to start writing things, and I have to actually start expressing opinions, which is something I guess I don't have much trouble with already. Okay, so that's how Inland Folk is going. Next week will be the show for the fall. Don't you be forgetting now, Sweet Honey and the Rock will be at the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum, and that's on the 26th of September. Call 1-800-325-SEAT. sponsored by the WSU Performing Arts folks. Heidi's talking about the highways and the freeways. Email me at D's and Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. The wonderful Chris Stordahl helping with the playlists and the reading. This show is being done on a Sunday afternoon. She took it out to do this. Appreciate it. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks, and nobody else. Is going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, we're out of here. See you around the bend now. Bye.
We're glad you joined us today for Inland Folk with Dan Marr here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury, and it's a minute before 2 o'clock. Time for the Thistle and Shamrock with Fiona Ritchie. Be sure to join us at 5 o'clock this afternoon for Garrison Keillor and a Prairie Home Companion presenting the Tanglewood program from 2012 featuring Arlo Guthrie, along with all our regulars. In Lake Wobegon, we'll hear about the meanest woman in town who passed away. That's a Prairie Home Companion with Garrison Keillor at 5 o'clock.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. Online at nwpr.org.
Perhaps you feel every day is too busy. Meetings, deadlines.